Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, September 1st. We've got a mixed bag to close out the day. We've got December corn down 2.5 cents at 355 1/4. That's up 1.75 cents on the week and 11 cents off of yesterday's low, coming in at 344 1/4. FC Stone updated their yield estimates for corn, 166.9. That brings production to 13.939 billion bushels. That compares with the USDA's August 10th estimate, 169.5, and production of 14.153 billion bushels. In the wheat, we've got December up 4.25 cents at 438 3/4. December Kansas City up 2.5 cents, also at 438 3/4. Chicago up 3.5 cents on the week, and Kansas City up 6.5 cents on the week. A little bit of a bounce there after 7 consecutive down weeks. We'll have to keep an eye and see if that is a significant turn there. You've got Minneapolis finishing down 7.5 cents on the day at 633, down 37.5 on the week. So still some unwinding going on of the long Minneapolis spreads against Chicago and Kansas City. Australia is looking a little bit drier here, and also Stats Canada cut their wheat production estimate. Yields now looking down about 10 bushels per acre there, so that also a bit supportive of the wheat. Taking a look at beans, we've got November finishing up 4.25 cents at 949 1/2. That's up a nickel on the week and up about 17 cents off of yesterday's low. FC Stone's bean estimate updated to 49.8 bushels per acre, production of 4.418 billion bushels. That's above the USDA recent estimate of 49.4 bushels per acre and production at 4.381 billion. In the weather, it's looking a bit cooler and drier in the 6 to 10 day outlook. Some of the southeastern plains going to get some Hurricane Harvey rains coming through parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 15 points at 92.78. Crude oil down, up 2 cents a barrel at 47.25. A stock market up 65 points, just above the 22,000 level again. And we've got gold trading up $7.80 an ounce at $1,330 an ounce. So again, we will have to see. Last year on August 31st, the corn made its low of the year and then traded higher into harvest. We'll see if, again, in the corn and beans and wheat here, if this is a significant turn in the market or a short covering rally. But so far, with just a couple of cent pullback in the corn, excuse me, and the wheat and soybeans with pretty decent follow through from yesterday, things are looking like we might have something going here. Well, that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Everybody have a safe and enjoyable Labor Day weekend.